So this is a quick recording, primarily intended for Rabbanim and for Mechanchim and for people who have the unspeakable, indescribable schus to try to share HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and who are very busy this time of year being Rabbanim and teaching Torah. It's Erev Yom Kippur. I'm personally run down from all the shiurim, the extra shiurim, the Baruch Hashem. I've been asked to give, and I've been trying to give and spread Torah and Shiva feelings. But what about not being a Rav, but just having your own Yom Kippur and your own Vidui, and not just pontificating to other people about their authentic Shiva and Vidui, but making sure that your own authenticity and your own searing and penetrating Shiva is reflective of what you've exhorted and encouraged other people towards. And in particular, your vidui sheds light not just on all the classic elements of human behavior, but the specific world of teaching Torah, which is so powerful and so honorable, but so delicate and so fragile, and invites so many, very painful mistakes and errors and chas v'shalom desecrations of what Torah is meant to be. So Torah is a fire and was given in fire, and it can sometimes singe and incinerate the people who handle it. So I want to discuss a list of vidui which was written by the Bala Tochachos Chaim, otherwise known as Reb Chaim Palachi, a 18th century Turkish Rav. Major Turkish Rav. And he wrote a Ashamnu-based or Ashamnu-similar set of vidois set to the Aleph base, specifically geared for people that study Torah and teach Torah. Vidui lelomdei Torah vilemorei hora. And I've included his list as a source to this shir. And it's something that I'm sure everyone who will listen to the shir, Be'ezus Hashem, can take a look at on their own. There must be about 30, 35 things he discusses. I'll just mention four or five, but more important than the ones I mentioned is just the very notion itself. Number one, that the vidui of people who study Torah and who teach Torah should be at least as authentic, if not more, as the demands they make of other people. And our responsibility, our duty during this period is to lodge those demands, but sometimes the hypocrite in us feels pious based on the demands we lodge of others and not, unfortunately, based on the expectations we hold for ourselves. And second of all, that our vidui shouldn't just be authentic and comprehensive, but that it should study this world that we have the privilege to be a part of teaching Torah and studying Torah, but to ask ourselves, well, because it's so powerful, because it's so central, have we abused that right? So, for example, on the Beis, the list of viduis under the letter Beis, which in our classic viduis, Bagadnu, the Chaim lists one of them, is just listing one of them, Bazinu. Have we disparaged other people's Torah? I would maybe broaden this into disparaging other people's drachim, other people's ideologies, other people's able to accept that our approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't the only approach, and our small, minute human minds can't fully encompass the total infinite sweep of Hashem. Do we have that intellectual sweep and imaginative capability? Do we just have the good moral sensibility not to be mean-spirited and aggressive and debasing or dismissing other legitimate forms of Avodas Hashem? So Bazinu, have we made fun of other people's Torah when the people's Torah doesn't necessarily stack up to our own style of learning, and there are Shivim Panim LaTorah, we barely have enough time just to fully broaden our own styles of learning. So think of the Bazinu, who have we been Mivaza? When he gets to the haze. So the haze, which we think of Havinu in our classic Ashamnu, his haze, many of them focus on when we're Mora, Heter, when we give rulings. People ask us halacha questions all the time. Now, as a Rebbe in Yeshiva, I don't get that many questions, but I get questions from time to time. Obviously, Rabbanim in communal settings have more of a concern or more of a sensitivity to this. Sometimes have we issued answers without properly thinking, studying, researching, looking up? It's embarrassing to say you don't know. You'd rather just give an off-the-cuff response which feigns or implies comprehensive knowledge. So have we given a hora b'li'iyun, b'li'mitun, as he writes, l'haros gidul asein, is just to show how studious and how successful we are at Talmud Torah. Have we, he writes, been lenient to ourselves and strict towards others? Do we live by our own standards that we expect of others? Sometimes we could be, as I said, puritanical in the way we judge other people and what we expect from other people, and we come across as being very pious and devout, and we say that something's us, and we're not as careful, even if it doesn't express itself in the very same halacha. So a person asks halacha X, and you're machmir for them, and then you're maker for yourself in that halacha. But it's our general trend with other people to be machmir, and for ourselves to be maker, when in theory, for other people, we should try to find ways to accommodate, if halachically feasible, and to ourselves, if we have a personal standard that we want to adopt. And that's perfectly legitimate. So the Hayes, the Ches, well, this is a sad and painful one, especially in 2022. Have we represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly as ambassadors of Torah, or have we been Mechal Hashem Shemayim? Well, there's so many ways, right, that we can sadly be Mechal Hashem Shemayim, that the way we talk to people, when we issue Torah guidance that may not meet people's expectations, is it strong-armed and dismissive and disparaging and degrading to the person, or is there a human element? This is like I can, especially in today's world where there are so many difficult elements which there may not be solutions to. There may not be solutions to some, and if you're listening to this, you know what I'm referring to. To some of the issues that are facing our community, we can. There's black and white Isser V'Heter, but if people get a sense that you care about them and just halachically you just can't provide solutions, but you understand their struggle and you understand their situation, that conceivably can create a Kiddush Hashem. If you show your human side, if you show your humility, if you show your humanity, if you show a general care for other people rather than a disgust or a misanthropy for other people. Sadly, we're witnessing so much Chilul Hashem specifically on the part of religious personalities. I don't like to call them leaders because they're not leaders, but personalities. And someone has to reverse that trend. When he gets to the Lamas, how have we learned Torah? Any person who teaches Torah, there's always going to be a little trace of Shilul Lishma, because when you're learning Torah, you know that you want to teach it. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in this year's curriculum, but you know that one day you're a Torah provider. So every part of Torah that comes in, you know, will come out. How I yearn for the opportunity just to learn Torah, L'shem Shemayim, just to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to find His will. I don't even know if it's still in me because I spent so many years teaching Torah, and I hope that I don't teach Torah for personal gain, a personal benefit, a personal aggrandizement, but still, you're a human being. What would it be like just to learn Torah as we will in Olam Haba, where no one needs you to be their Rebbe? Kineinu, are we jealous of other people's Torah accomplishments, of their public titles, of their prestige they receive by other people that you may not receive? So these are just some of the letters and vidois, but more important than the roster that I provided is, if you're Talmud Chacham, and you're studying Torah, and you're listening to this, well, turn the magnifying glass inward with as much resolution of use as you have encouraged others to take. And let that magnifying glass not just illuminate your personality, your flaws, your mitzvahs and averos, but let it illuminate the way you approach the big schus to learn and to share Torah Hashem. Gemar Chasima Torah.